Master Builders Victoria members get access to a wide range of expert advice and support services.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
We have breaking news coming out today that an AFL umpire, whose name we cannot disclose just yet, has been caught betting on AFL games during the 2022 season. He got caught betting on Brody Mychek to get 3 votes on Queen's birthday and also Dan Hanabry to get 3 votes on his final game. Both these outcomes happened and more will be released soon.
So that was on a podcast, and that was on a podcast called Back to the Bench. It's Footy Tragics, Adam and Nick Voglis, and one of their schoolmates, I'm led to believe, in Joseph Ayoub. And Adam Voglis joins us now in regards to the AFL umpire scandal. We've got to be mindful that no charges have been laid. But we've got Adam online. Appreciate your time, Adam. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Goss. Thank you very much. My pleasure. Keen to be on.
Yeah, mate, so just let's and I know this article has been written in the Herald Sun and the like. It was used on TikTok and Instagram, Back to the Bench. Just tell us a bit about the date of this, because umpire Michael Pell, detectives arrested umpire Michael Pell on November 14, along with 3 other men, for allegedly corrupting betting outcomes. When did you run with that story or float that on Back to the Bench?
Yeah, great question. So we released the story, I believe, on the 21st of November. So roughly 7-8 weeks before the actual story hit the media. So, yeah, I got the information fed to me on that day, and then it was just a matter of, you know, get the information out.
We're pretty confident. Sorry, what was the date? 21st of what?
21st of September, sorry.
September. Okay, 21st of September. Okay, now, I just want to clarify a couple of things, and we've got to be mindful again that Michael Pell at this stage has not been charged, and I know there's further inquiries in regards to betting the previous year, but you make a statement on that, I just want to get the clarification. First and foremost, you make a statement that he's going to be in trouble for betting on games. Now, do you stand by that? Because I'm not convinced that they are the charges.
Well, at the time, we never disclosed any names of Michael Pell. It was a general statement. So we just released information that were fed, and we believe that was the case.
Okay, I'm not convinced that he did bet on games. He may have been involved in something along those lines, but I'm not so sure he did.
Yeah.
I'd love to know where you got your information from. I know a good journo never blows up his source, and you're not going to blow up the source at all. But how did Footy Tragics like yourself and your brother and your mate come across such staggering information? I'd be interested to know. And how soon from getting it did you put it out into the social world? Because you wouldn't want to have sat on that for a while. You probably thought this is a big story.
Yeah, look, Goss, at this stage, we're not really prepared to reveal any sources or go into any detail about that. But, yeah, it was just a matter of, you know, it was a verbal communication. We were fed the information and, we had some talks and we believe, you know, this was good to release. As I said, no names were disclosed, so it was a general statement. And, we're just very passionate about what we do, and, you know, we thought it was an opportunity to penetrate the market, obviously a very competitive industry. It's very, very exciting when once it's actually published.
So how soon did you get the information? Did you air it?
It was on that day, yeah.
On the same day?
Yeah.
Can I ask, did you do any digging around to make some calls upon that? Or because we all get stuff across our desk, we all get rumours and innuendo and all sorts of allegations made. Did you do any digging, or did you just throw it straight out there without, I know you didn't name the umpire at the time, but did you just throw it out there and hope that it would, like the kite would fly?
We did some verification, but we're confident it's the main source we got, so that's what we went with.
Wow. And what's been the kickback, dare I say it, what's been the kickback or the fallout from it and you and the team at Back to the Bench?
Sorry, what was your question, Terry Goss?
What's happened since then? I mean, have you been lauded by people saying, "Oh, well done, lads," or have you been smacked by certain members of the industry for running with it? I mean, and do you think that if you hadn't uncovered it, that no one else would know about it, or do you think this was clearly going to get out at some stage? And you just wanted to be the first.
Good question. Initially, there was a bit of hesitation from the public regarding the actual truth of the story. Also, there was a 7-week gap between our release and the actual formal media release.
Yeah.
But once it actually hit the headlines on Herald Sun, I must admit we did get a lot of, you know, plaudits from the public and obviously just fellow friends and our audience across our platform. So, yeah, it was mainly positive feedback that we got.
Adam Voglis is online. We're talking about the AFL umpire scandal, and the Herald Sun have reported that the boys dropped it on a 20-second video. We heard that on their social media page, back to the bench. I'm interested to know, when you went with it, how soon did someone from the media pick up the phone and ring you for more information?
It wasn't until Monday this week that Sam Landsberger from the Herald Sun actually contacted me.
So you go out with the biggest story, one of the biggest stories in Australian football. You run with it, and not anyone of any media, from a print, radio, TV, podcasting, no one went with you back in September the 21st. No one said, wow, this is a big story, give us more information, until the start of this week.
Yeah, I was quite surprised as well. It wasn't until this week. When we did first publish it, sort of just stagnated on our platforms via TikTok and Instagram, and no one actually, really reached out in that regard. But, yeah, it wasn't until Sam Lenzberg from Herald Sun reached out, and he was pretty astonished that no one picked up on this, this story.
All right. You probably know more. Can I just ask you one more question in regards to this story? Have you been spoken to by detectives?
I don't wish to comment on that matter at this stage.
So you haven't been spoken to by Victorian police at all?
I don't wish to comment on that, but at this stage.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time. Well done, Adam. There's some that would say that's a good get by you. Others would sort of raise their eyebrows in regards to how it went through to the keeper for so long, September 21st. And back to the bench, mate, give yourselves a plug. How often do you post?
I would post frequently, every day. Obviously, the off-season sort of stagnates a bit, but when footy season's on, you know, we're pretty rampant, keen to get content out. So, yeah, it was good fun.
All right, make sure you get your facts right, mate, because if you don't get your facts right, one, you'll be blowing up and you'll be in the news because of it. Appreciate your time. Good on you, mate. There is Adam Voglis, of course, him and his brother Nick. And they broke the story. That's how it's been reported in the Herald Sun. They broke it on September 21. No one went with it until the 14th of November when it was released. We've got to get a breakaway and come back. Take a break, come back. You're listening to Afternoons. What are your thoughts? Adam Voglis, the AFL umpire scandal. Let us know. Give us a call on the open line or text us.